Hi, this is Lucy Sanders. I'm the CEO of the National Center for Women and Information Technology, or NCWIT. And this is one of a series of interviews we're doing with women who have started IT companies. And we've heard some wonderful stories from some very fabulous women. And we have another great interview in the series today. With me is Larry Nelson from W3W3.com. Larry, why don't you tell us a little bit about W3W3?
My wife, Pat, and I started the internet radio show W3W3.com in 1998. We archive everything from photos to articles and all of the interviews. And this NCWIT Hero Series, I tell you, is one of the most exciting projects, period, that we've ever worked on. And it's getting a great deal of response from both business, government, as well as education.
Well, and we're really happy to have you here today, and we're also very grateful that you are syndicating this series on your site as well. Also with us is Lee Kennedy, NCWIT Board Director and serial entrepreneur herself, having just started a new company called Tricalix, helping all of us use the web better for our businesses. So welcome, Lee.
Thanks, Lucy. These are really fun to participate in.
Well, and today we have a great interview with Anousheh Ansari, the chairman and co-founder of Prodea Systems. I took a look at the website for Prodea Systems, and it's just got the coolest mission. It's a new company. It's focused on the home, on the digital environment within the home, everything from voice services and networking services in the home to parental control and maybe child control. That would be all right, too, and home automation. Anousheh has the coolest title, Larry and Lee, I have to tell you, because not only is she chairman and co-founder of Prodea Systems, but she also has the title of first private female space explorer.
All right. Yay.
So, Anousheh, we are really happy to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be on the show.
Well, and so with that, we'll just get right to the interview. We have a lot of questions to ask you about entrepreneurship and technology.
So, Anousheh, one of my favorite questions is to hear how you first got into technology. Was it something through your childhood, or there was a moment in time that it all started being so interesting? And then we'd also love to know, what do you think are cool today as far as the technologies that are out?
I always loved science and math, you know, growing up. I was born in Iran, and I grew up there, and then came to the United States when I was about 16 years old. And I thought that this is my opportunity to get involved with something really cool and great. And that's why when I graduated from high school, at that time, the field of telecommunication and electrical engineering was the hottest field, and it was growing, and a lot of technology was being developed back then. And that's why I chose electrical engineering as my career, and ended up getting a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in electrical engineering, and basically built a career in telecommunication, dealing with planning and developing the future networks that would allow communication technologies to be enhanced. And this is what we see today, and I think that's one of the coolest things today with the internet, the use of internet by the entire population and using it as part of education and just on a daily basis for communication. I think that has been one of the coolest technology that has been developed and enhanced in the past decades.
Well, and you know, Anousheh, you co-founded Telecom Technologies in the early 90s when you were doing some of the early work on voice over IP and soft switches.
Exactly, yes.
And that was a pretty exciting time. We were working on that in Bell Labs, and so we followed your company. You know, so it was a great effort and very entrepreneurial.
Yes, well, one of the things that really gets me excited and makes me start up companies is the fact that, you know, you can basically build something new, try to introduce a change in a way people are used to doing certain activities, and basically create something out of scratch that doesn't exist and will revolutionize whatever it is that you're trying to do with it. So that's part of the reason I love being able to be a technologist and being in this field, and also being able to start up companies that introduce this type of new gadgets into the market.
That's a great segue into a question I've got. You know, here you are, Anusha. You're the first female private space explorer. All kinds of opportunities, a wonderful background. And, you know, there's always a risk, as well as the adrenaline rush about being an entrepreneur. What is it, you were just beginning to talk about some of the things that, why you are an entrepreneur, and what about being an entrepreneur makes you tick?
Well, being an entrepreneur means that you are sort of inventing something new. It's, you're giving birth to a company, you're giving birth to a new product, a new service, and that's always exciting. And to me, you know, I don't like to just have a repetitive life when I do the same thing over and over. I love to be able to learn something new, explore something new. I'm an explorer by nature, and being an entrepreneur allows me to explore new opportunities and technologies, and that's the best part of it. But also, you know, being an entrepreneur, I love to help people, and I think through the products that we develop in my company, we will be able to help a lot of people, whether it's help them to get over the difficulties of a technology and use it. This is what we do with my new company at Prodia. Or helping employees creating new jobs, new opportunities for people that work in my company. So all along, you know, whether it's creating something or just building a company and giving others opportunity to build a career, I think it's exciting to be at the helm of this type of activities, and that's what makes being an entrepreneur really exciting for me.
Well, and your new company is in a great niche, I have to say. We're shopping for a new washer and dryer now, and we can actually put it on the network in our house.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure what I'm going to say to the washer and dryer. But Anusha, maybe you can help me out with that.
Actually, the technology we're developing is geared toward taking advantage of all these new smart devices that are being built for the home. But one thing we realized was that, you know, we wanted everyone to be able to take advantage of this new technology and use it, but it is sometimes complicated. A lot of things are based on PC, and, you know, some of our parents, for example, are not really excited about using PCs, and it's a drag for them. So it doesn't have to be that way. Technology doesn't have to be difficult to use or complicated. We feel technology is something that's there to make your life easier, not more difficult. So what we've done is we've decided to make all these technologies very simple and easy to use, and as much as possible let you use your TV and your remote control to interface with everything smart in your house and manage everything versus having to deal with a computer.
Well, it really sounds like a great company, and like I said, it really does fill a great niche for people, especially some of the things like data backup and other things that people, you know, put a lot of time and effort into their computers, and then they lose it all, for example, if it crashes.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a great value proposition. In this series, we are very interested in asking people about their role models or people who really encouraged them on this path towards entrepreneurship. Can you tell us a bit about who influenced you?
Well, I have to say the biggest influence in my life has been my husband, who is also my partner in the business. We started our companies together, and he's always been there encouraging me to take on new challenges in my life. And when I do take them on, he's right beside me, supporting, helping me through all the difficult times. So having a really good partner, whether it's a good friend, someone in your family, or a spouse, it's always the greatest thing to have when you have a new challenge that you're facing.
That's great. There's not many of us that have a partner that's right along in our career.
That's true. I've been very fortunate because sometimes it's difficult to work with your spouse, but in our case, it's a great working relationship, and we have complementary skills, which makes it easy to work together. So I've been very fortunate in that regard.
So on the flip side of that, when you think about your career, what's been the toughest thing you've had to do?
Being an entrepreneur and starting new companies require a lot of sacrifice that you have to make, because in order to be really successful, your company becomes your life, and you have to really dedicate your time and energy fully to this endeavor that you start. And doing anything less than that, it means that you're doing yourself and your employees a disservice. So, you know, it does require a lot of sacrifice of your personal time and personal hobbies and things that you enjoy. So at least for the period of high growth that you experience at the beginning of a company's life cycle, you have to be ready to make a lot of time sacrifices and personal sacrifices.
Well, and I think that is really good advice, you know, that you would give to a young person who is considering entrepreneurship. Then you be prepared for those type of time sacrifices and be prepared for the amount of dedication it takes to be an entrepreneur. If you were sitting with a room of young people and giving them any further advice about entrepreneurship, what else would you tell them?
Maybe just continuing on, because I don't want to make it sound like it's really bad or difficult to be an entrepreneur. It does require commitment. It is hard work, but it's also highly rewarding. So when you can look back and see yourself building a successful company, when you see your employees happy and excited about the success of the company, when you introduce something new in the, you know, a product in the world that gets really high marks and everyone loves using it and raves about it, it is very rewarding and you will feel very good about it. So my advice to everyone is find something that you love to do and you're passionate about and you enjoy, because if you're not passionate about something, it's very difficult to be dedicated to it. So find something you enjoy and love and you're passionate about, and then dedicate all you've got to make it a success. And if you have those two things, I think with your passion and dedication, there is nothing that you cannot accomplish.
So when you think about yourself and your personal characteristics, what do you think has given you the advantage to be an entrepreneur?
I think one thing that has helped me maybe is being an immigrant and coming to United States. I had to basically build a new life for myself and adjust very quickly to a new environment, new culture, learn a new language. So I think a lot of the fears and risk averseness that people may develop being, you know, living in a comfortable lifestyle and having everything be provided to them as they grow up, that sort of went away from me and made me sort of a person that would be willing to take risk and face the challenges and, you know, not be afraid of failure. Because, you know, being an immigrant and starting life over, you learn to be a survival and how to face your challenges and basically overcome them. And that has been a great skill set that I've developed and has helped me in my career.
Well, you know, I have a lot of empathy, Pat and I both do, for you moving into a new country. I understand you did not know English before you moved here. Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
Well, and we've owned businesses and lived in five different countries, and other than Australia, the other countries didn't speak English, so I really had quite a learning lesson to go through. And Pat and I, we've owned our own business together for 35-plus years, and so I just want you to know there's hope down the road. All right, so with that, this is my little segue into how do you balance your busy, busy professional life along with your personal life and your family and everything else?
It's difficult to balance it, but do you find little things that, you know, basically takes the stress away and help you refocus and get energy you need to face your new challenges on a daily basis? Of course, spending time with family, it's always good. I love outdoors, so if I get a chance to go out and hike or bike around, that's always great. If I don't have time to live, just listening to some music that I love re-energizes me and gives me that break I need to go back to whatever it is I'm doing. So you have to find things that are accessible and doable in your busy life and try to fit some time in your schedule to just have time to yourself and be able to recoup and refocus.
You know, it's amazing. Some of the things that you pointed out reminds me of Lucy's favorite way of calling it, not balance, but integrating.
Absolutely. You have to find ways of integrating what you like into your business life. And it's difficult at times, but I think over time, with experience, you learn how to do it.
I want to maybe inject a ninth question, even though we promised we'd only have eight, because I think our listeners would probably love to hear a few comments from you about your insights from your space travel, especially since it's very relevant to the topic of adventure and entrepreneurship and technology.
Just to give you a little bit of background, even though my career was in telecommunication, one of my greatest passions since I was a little girl was to fly to space. And when I came to the United States, there was difficulties that I was facing because I was an immigrant, didn't have a citizenship, so I couldn't become an astronaut. But I never gave up on that dream, and I told myself and I believed that one day I would be able to fulfill that dream. And my career in electrical engineering and being an entrepreneur is what ultimately helped me realize that dream. And it was a wonderful thing to be able to realize it while I had just celebrated my 40th birthday, and it was a great sense of accomplishment and an experience that has changed my life and will be with me forever. It's given me a new perspective on life, and it helps me every day. I mean, for me, one of the things I do, when you were talking about balancing your personal life and doing things you love, you know, when I'm very stressed out and I can't get out and I need to do something, I just close my eyes and try to remember what it was like to be in space and to float around, and that sort of brings back all those good sensations and good memories and helps me to get through the day.
Well, I know for one, I'll be watching you probably in your next company doing something with space.
I hope so too, because it's one of those things when you do it once, it's sort of like an addiction. You want to be able to fly again, and I hope that I'll get a chance to fly again to space someday, and I'll let you know, maybe the next company.
Maybe then they could take a 53-year-old woman along with her.
and how about
there's no age limit. As long as you're young at heart, you can fly to space.
That'd be so cool. Well, Anusha, you've really achieved a lot in your career. What's next for you? We know space travel's next. And anything else?
There's a lot of things happening in my life. Of course, our company is in a very early stages and growing very rapidly, so that takes up a lot of my time. But I have also a personal passion for space and making sure that the space industry, or the private side of the space industry, grows and provides opportunity for people like myself who love to fly to space to do it. And that's why I'm involved with the XPRIZE Foundation and creating opportunities to expand whole private sector in the space industries. Also, global education is something that is important for me, because I believe that our future is going to be built by our young generation, and being able to give them the best opportunity to gain all the knowledge they need and to be able to use their imagination and be able to maintain that imaginative mind they have as when they're, you know, 4 or 5 years old, and carry that imagination throughout their lives and be able to use the knowledge they gain from their environment and create something better, something new, and a world that's really peaceful and safe. And that's something that I dream of, and I'm trying to do my part in making sure that environment is available to our young generation.
Anusha, I would like to just personally thank you, and I'm sure this is from all of us, the inspiration that came along with not only you being a first female private space explorer, but the idea of what you had to all go through behind it, from not understanding English and working in a new country and exploring your passions between math and IT. And it's just been a great story that we will continue to carry that flag for. You're super.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to talk to you guys today.
By the way, new listeners out there, first of all, this will be on the ncwit.org website. That's www.ncwit.org. And, of course, we'll also have it on our blog and our podcast. at W3W3.com, where you can download it 24/7. And Lee and Lucy and Larry, the three L's, we want to thank you so much, Anusha, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Bye.